Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everybody to download the app. Download the Devil Radio app, Google, Apple, or a website. Carry it with you on your phone 24/7. It's an easy, sure way to listen to Devil Radio anytime you want. Listen to your favorite shows anytime you want. Well, a big development is brewing in the Congress. You recall that Nancy Pelosi set up a select committee, bipartisan select committee, to investigate the origins of the January 6th insurrection. Purposes of information, over 500 of them have been criminally charged by the FBI in federal court. 500 of them, over 500. There's still 200 or 300 that they know were involved and they're looking for, may not be able to identify all of them. And originally, this was going to be not a select committee in the House, but a bipartisan committee of the Congress. The Congress, you know, is the House and the Senate. That's the Congress. The House is the House of Representatives. The Senate is the Senate. There's 435 members of the House of Representatives. They're by population about 700,000 chunks of people in each state get a congressman. Small states like Rhode Island and Wyoming that don't have about 700,000 or more get one congressman. Illinois, strike that. California is over 50 of them. But every state gets two senators. So when I say the Congress, I mean everything, all of them. We refer to members of the House of Representatives as congressmen, like Congressman Pocan, Congressman Kind, and so on. But basically, they're representatives in the House of Representatives. Well, that resolution passed the House with 35 Republican votes in all of the Democrats. That's very bipartisan, very bipartisan. Went to the Senate, and there were 8 people supported it. It passed with 7 Senate votes from the Republicans, all 50 from the Democrats. And an additional senator said he would support it too. But to beat the filibuster of Moscow Mitch, it takes 60. 58 ain't good enough. 60. We didn't have 60. Wouldn't have those extra 2. And so what happened was Moscow Mitch says it's not bipartisan. Are you kidding me? 35 members of the House, 8 members of the Senate, Republicans, all Republicans. This is bipartisan. So Nancy Pelosi did a smart thing. She convened a select committee of the House of Representatives, which she can do as Speaker. And that was put to a resolution, and that passed overwhelmingly. And she said, you know, there will be 13 people on this committee. The chair will be Benny Hill of Mississippi, the Democrat who was the chair of the committee in the first place that's investigating January 6th. And there are going to be 8 Democrats and 6 Republicans, but I, Nancy Pelosi, will also appoint a Republican as part of my 8. I won't hog it all for the Democrats. So there'll be 7 Democrats and 6 Republicans. I'll do 1 and Kevin McCarthy can do 5. Total of 6 Republicans. And one other thing, by the way, I have a veto power on anybody that Kevin McCarthy nominates. And why is that? Because the idiot would nominate Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Mo Brooks, Gomer, Gosar, Gates. See what I mean? A clown show. We put in a clown show to disrupt it. And Nancy said, nuh-uh, I will veto. I have veto power. Well, she nominated her people. Adam Schiff is on it. Benny Hill is the chair. Some very good folks. And she nominated Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney is a Republican, very conservative. Listen, Liz Cheney is one of the most conservative members of the Republican Party. She was number 3 in the leadership of the House until they threw her out because she said that there was not fraud in the election and Trump was legitimately beaten. Biden's legitimately the president, and for that, they threw her out. Nancy Pelosi put her in, and she is there among the 8 that Nancy appointed, 7 Democrats and Liz Cheney. There's a lot of speculation whether Kevin McCarthy, the skunk, would sit there and not put anybody up, so it would look like a real partisan thing, just Democrats, even though 35 members of the House had said we should have a bipartisan commission. Lately, there have been rumors and intimations, and I'm going to go out on a limb and make the prediction, he is going to put five people up. It suddenly occurred to them and to their donors that if you just have seven Democrats and Liz Cheney, it'll go very smoothly for them. And the truth of the matter is, the Republicans won't be able to obstruct this. And they want to obstruct it. Remember something. Two-thirds of the Republicans in the House of Representatives voted not to install Joe Biden as president and to delay the certification, to overturn the presidential election. Two-thirds of the congressmen, of the members of the House of Representatives. These people have done everything they can to subvert and undermine our democracy in the Republican Party. And so what McCarthy is doing is trying to put together a slate that Nancy Pelosi won't veto that will junk this up, that will junk it up. And how is he going to do it? He's already said, and he's trying to find five people that Nancy Pelosi won't veto. He has plenty of people. And they are going to try to turn this and say it was Black Lives Matter and Antifa that did the uprising and confuse the American people. Now, that's stupid. It's false. Remember, he and others have suggested that the FBI orchestrated it to make the Republican Party look bad. You know something? At some point, when people in high positions say this kind of stuff, you got to get rid of them. Got to get him out of office, but they're gerrymandered. That's the problem. So he's going to try to find five people that will sneak this into a Black Lives Matter and Antifa movement, anti-Black Lives Matter and anti-Antifa. There's also information intelligence that he's going to use the panel to blame Pelosi. Say Pelosi is behind it. They're not stupid enough to say that Pelosi wanted it and orchestrated it to have people go through the hall saying, oh, Nancy, to kill her. I mean, they're stupid, but they're not that stupid. What they're saying is that Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker, should have secured the House Representatives, secured the Capitol in advance. What? That she's supposed to know that Trump is going to get there and say, march in the Capitol? That she's supposed to know, when a lot of law enforcement didn't know, that the three percenters and the Proud Boys and QAnon and all those people have been plotting in secret for a long time to do this, but that's what they will try to do. Then they are going to say that we demand that you ID the police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt so social media can hound him to death and threaten his family with death threats the rest of his life. They won't say that part of it. Here's the law on that, and here's what happened. The Capitol Police were badly outnumbered. This crowd was breaking in, and the congressmen were being hustled, the senior ones, to safe places. Mike Pence was being hustled, Nancy Pelosi, and even Kevin McCarthy, who right after January 6th said, this is the end of Trump, and we've got to get to the bottom of it. Now he's chickened out because of the polls. But Kevin McCarthy is going to say, and he already has said, identify the police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt. Ashley Babbitt was breaking through the window and there were still members of Congress there and the mob was set to kill them. The officer fired one shot through the window to deter them. It hit Ashley Babbitt and she died. That officer did the correct thing. I support that officer. Of course, it's a tragedy, but you don't ID him because he will get death threats. So Anthony Fauci gets death threats for simply saying you should be vaccinated. Brad Raffensperger, Secretary of State in Georgia, gets death threats for not forging 11,571 ballots to make Trump the winner in Georgia. And they're made against his family. And these threats say, we will kill you slowly. These people have got to be arrested and sent away for 20 or 30 years. They've got to be arrested and sent away for 20 or 30 years. And we're not going to ID the police officer who is doing his duty. It's like telling the Taliban or ISIS, here's the identity of the Navy SEAL or Green Beret that shot your leader. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. This is how McCarthy is looking to abuse this panel. Now, who's he going to appoint? He knows that if he appoints Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Mo Brooks, Gomer Gossard, Gates. I mean, at some point, even the dullest person will look at that and say, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene was stripped of her committee assignments and she's QAnon. He's not that stupid. But you know what he just is apparently about to do? He is about to appoint Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan of Ohio, one of the lowlifes, indistinguishable from Mo Brooks, Gomer, and Gossert, former wrestler, an NCAA champ, believe it or not, he's a national champ, I think 135 pounds or somewhere in the 130s. Believe it or not, he wrestled for Madison, UW-Madison, my alma mater. But the guy is crazy. He's overly fond of the wrestling mat, this guy, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. Google him. And he has a mouth on him. He will simply shout and yell. And Benny Hill, the chairman, is a very reasonable guy. He'll say, Counselor, you're out of order. Please wait. The member can wait. And he won't wait. He's one of the guys that did that at the impeachment panels and everything else. If I were Nancy Pelosi, I'd veto him. Veto him. Say to McCarthy, you put up any other hacks you want who aren't obstructive. Okay? And if they say stupid things, we'll deal with them. But you're not putting in the really weird right wing of your party who are disruptive. You are smart enough to not put up Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and all these other characters. You will not put up Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. Part of the crowd that went into try to disrupt Intelligence Committee hearing that Adam Schiff had convened in a secure location. You cannot have suggestions of violence or loud conduct. You can't have it. Get this guy out of there. Get Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan out of that committee, out of that select committee. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.